we did is about 2 years ago, we looked at what were the industry trends that were coming up. And we came up with seven, and cloud computing was one of them. JPL does early explorations of technologies to see if it can benefit the scientists and technologists. And so we started looking at it 2 years ago. And it became very relevant because we have a tremendously increased demand in IT for the mission. We have the busiest period ever coming up here for JPL in the next 2 years, within the next 2 years. So we need more computing, more storage, more data centers, and much more flexibility and speed. We want to run and store data and programs wherever it's most appropriate. And the cloud looked like it would have that potential for us. So that's why we started looking at it.
That was basically our reasoning. And then we also realized that a lot of our missions and scientists had very elastic needs for computing, where their needs are very bursty, where they would need a lot of computation for a few hours in a day, and then their demand would then shrink down to basically very few number of computers for the rest of the day. And we've found that the cloud can offer us a very economical option to leverage elasticity.
Obviously, you guys are out in California. We're here in D.C. Have you gotten any specific guidance, or have you shared best practices with NASA? I spoke with CIO Linda Curitan, and she just talked generally about what she's doing at NASA here in D.C. When it comes to cloud computing. Have you shared best practices with maybe here in D.C. or with any other NASA office so far? Or if not, do you plan on doing that in the future?
Yes, indeed. We are sharing. In fact, our whole approach is about being proactive and explore multiple clouds and share our lessons learned, the good and the bad, so we can advance the state of the practice, but also so we can learn and not do big mistakes. So we work with Linda Curitan is a believer in cloud, and so is my boss, Jim Rinaldi. He's the CIO of JPL. And we looked at this, and we share best practices with all the NASA centers, but also with other industry players, including internationally. So we're working with ESA, for instance, European Space Agency, to try to see how could we collaborate better. And so we share best practices, we share our vision and our approach, as well as the results and roadmap. So that way, we can come to a better cloud readiness level. It's a term that we're trying to coin, so that the applications and the institutions are ready for the cloud. So short answer, yes, we definitely share best practices and the roadmap and the vision and the results.
Overall, what are the benefits of cloud computing for JPL? And the only reason I ask that is because I've talked to other agencies. Again, most of my work is done with agencies in D.C., but some are a little bit wary so far and kind of like, oh, yeah, we're looking at the cloud, but we're not sure yet. How did you kind of make the decision to start with cloud, and what are the benefits?
That's really the crux of the matter for us. What we wanted to do, we read, so 2 years ago, we looked at the cloud. We saw it had all these potential benefits. And we worked a lot with a company called Computer Science Corporation, CSC, in the Leading Edge Forum. And we did a study tour and studied the cloud. So we saw in depth what the potential benefits and what the potential drawbacks were. But every institution is different. So what we wanted to do is to keep it real for our scientists and technologists. We had to get in and explore early. So we are on the other side of the coin, I would say, on the other side of the spectrum. We believe in proactive early exploration of multiple clouds so we can understand what the net benefits are for JPL and our personnel, as well as for NASA. And we can't do that unless we're in there trying it. So that was our overall approach, just get started and try it and see if we can measure some real benefits. So we did that, and 2 years later, I think we have a pretty good handle on what the real net benefits will be and are, and what the real drawbacks are. We are seeing some real benefits. The big issue was security. So could we actually use the cloud right away in a secure way? So what we did is we came up with something we call a wheel of security. We divided our data into, or tagged it, saying, is this public data? Is this secure data? Is it something that we can do today? And when we did that, we discovered we have a lot of public data, and we can do our processing on that, both to benefit from it immediately and also to learn. So now what we're doing is looking at the more of the private data, if you will, more sensitive data. And this wheel of security will talk to the vendors and providers, will spin it, and when they are ready to take on, we'll take on the next big chunk of data. So we, Kwaja, for instance, and I'll let him talk about the where we went from the dramatic increases in image processing Kwaja, as an example.
We had to process almost 184,000 images for Saturn for a public outreach project. And we started processing in our labs, and you know, after a couple of weeks, we decided that was going to take too long because, you know, we were only using one machine to run it. And then we put it out on the cloud, and we were able to process the same images in about 5 hours. And this dramatic increase of 15 days to 5 hours is very worthwhile as a strategic research advantage as well. And one of the things that folks have pointed out is if you have a parallel computation, then that requires 100 hours of computation. If you run it on one machine for 100 hours or 100 machines for 1 hour, it literally costs you the same thing, except you gain 99 hours of more research time. And we want to bring this benefit down to our scientists. And we have already seen some of these successes come true with our public data processing. Image processing is a very embarrassingly parallel problem because it's, you know, you have hundreds of thousands of images and the same process needs to run on every image. So you can literally launch an instance per image if you had to.